This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to talk about how to not get triggered by the covert narcissist. The covert narcissist loves to create reactive abuse. What is that? That is when they throw you little subtle digs. And when you call them out on it, they look at you and say, "Are you crazy? Oh, you're sensitive. Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. You have a mental illness," okay? They love to say you have a mental illness, okay? This is the way they can, you know, rip you down and invalidate you. But how do you not get triggered by this, okay? And the way that the covert narcissist operates is they're very subtle about it, okay? When you think covert narcissist, the first thing that has to come to mind is passive aggressive. And the problem is, so many people that have been victims of the covert narcissist didn't realize at the time that they were dealing with a covert narcissist. I've had so many people come to me and say, "I wish I would have known this 10 years ago. I wish I would have known this 20 years ago." And the same goes for myself. I've been around covert narcissists my whole life. This is why I know them so well and how they operate. When I initially dealt with covert narcissists, they had me at a point where they started to have me second-guessing my own judgment, okay? Where they were putting me down saying, "You know, you're sensitive, you're crazy, oh, you know, there's something wrong with you, oh, you're negative." They love to say you're negative too. But the thing is, you sit there and you second guess yourself and you say to yourself, "Is there something wrong with me, or am I too sensitive?" and everything like that. And the reason that the covert narcissist, the reason they get their juice or their power is because they have power in numbers. Now, remember this and listen good. Covert narcissists, they're like a bully that gets a group to gang up on you. That's why they have their flying monkeys. They always have supporters, okay? People that they have that they, you know, manipulate and, you know, beef up their head so that they support the narcissist. So when the covert narcissist comes to you and they make these little accusations, what they do is they get the, you know, support of the outsiders to back them up. And this is what causes the abuse, because now you have a gang of people that are up against you. And now you're starting to second guess yourself and think that there is something wrong with you, or you're going crazy and you're arguing back and forth. So how do you not get triggered by this? What do I always say, you guys? Educate, educate, educate. Recognize when you're dealing with a narcissist. Recognize what type of narcissist you're dealing with. Are you dealing with a covert narcissist that operates in a passive-aggressive way? Are you dealing with an overt narcissist that is very direct and tells you straight to your face, you know, something cutting, or, you know, comes out and tells you off or something? Are you dealing with a malignant narcissist, somebody that you're walking around on eggshells that you're fearful of, okay? Know who you're dealing with. And it's the same thing with a covert narcissist in not getting triggered by these people. Once you recognize that your target is toxic, once you recognize that you are dealing with a toxic person, the next thing that comes into your brain has to be, anything that comes out of their mouth doesn't mean anything, okay? Anything they say means shit, okay? Because what they're going to do is they're going to say whatever to try to rip you down. They're going to give you little subtle digs, maybe about how you look, how smart you are, how you don't remember something. Oh, that's typical of you. You would do something like that. Any little indirect way, they're going to put you down, okay? And this is going to trigger a lot of people. And why does it trigger a lot of people? Because a lot of people don't like to be insulted. They don't like to be judged. And what's the first thing they're going to do? They're going to come back and they're going to argue with the covert narcissist, okay? You're going to sit there. You're going to go back and forth fighting with them. They're going to get you all hot and heated. And in the end, and the covert narcissist, now listen again, a covert narcissist is going to be cool, calm, and collect. A covert narcissist is going to turn it around and look at you and be like, well, what are you getting so upset about? As if to say there's something wrong with you. This is how they create that reactive abuse. In other words, you're overly sensitive. You know, you're taking it the wrong way. I didn't mean it that way. Here's the thing that I have to tell you. If your gut is making you feel a certain way, if you feel, you know, you don't feel good about what somebody says to you, that is God's way of letting you know that this person is giving you a subtle dig, okay? And you have two ways to handle it. You could either come back at them full throttle, okay? In which case, you're going to give them satisfaction. This is what they want. They want to see you get upset. They want to see you get angry. They want to see you get mad. They want to see you get sad. And why do they like that? Because when they see that you get all heated, the next thing they know is they have control over your emotions, okay? And when somebody has control over your emotions, that gives them a sense of power. In other words, you're getting heated because whatever they're saying, you're making it important. Like what they have to say means something. This is why you don't get triggered by this. This is why you have to recognize when you're dealing with a covert narcissist. You got to go do your due diligence, learn about what a covert narcissist is. And when these people come at you and they make these little innuendos, you're going to spot it right away, and you're not going to take the bait and fall into the pattern and go back and forth with them. What you're going to do is you're going to step back from them. You're going to look at them and you're going to be like, you know what? You know, I have nothing to say to you because, you know, you don't know what you're talking about or whatever. You disengaged or whatever, and you don't go back and entertain the conversation with them because they are toxic. You cannot reason with toxic, all right? And this is what so many people do that are in toxic relationships. They sit there and they try to resolve conflict with a toxic person. You're not going to resolve conflict with a toxic person, or a narcissist rather, because they will not take accountability. They will not say that they're wrong. They're going to flip the switch on you. They're going to throw all the blame on you, and you're going to get nowhere. You're just going to get aggravated, and then it's going to come to a point where you're going to have the silent treatment or no contact. And then what happens is they come back, they make like nothing happened, because they don't want to address the original argument, because to address the original argument means that they have to take a certain amount of accountability, which causes them shame. And this is something they can't deal with, is shame, all right? Because I told you, they're a shell of a person and they don't want to admit that they're wrong. So they're going to, you know, they're going to flip it always on you, but they're going to try to trigger you because you know what it is? A covert narcissist, it's like putting fuel to a fire, okay? They love to create a fire because it fuels them, all right, into thinking that, you know what? I have a lot of power over this person. I'm able to get them upset. Obviously, you know, they think what I say means something because they're getting upset. I have control over that person. This is why, whether it's a covert narcissist or anybody else, you never, ever Let these people control your emotions. You can make a point. You can make a point, okay? But if you're dealing with toxic, you don't negotiate with toxic because you're not going to get anywhere. That's why we always talk about gray rocking. You know, yes, no. Well, if that's how you feel, you know, that's your opinion, or we could agree to disagree. This is your way of holding your power and not, you know, sitting there and lowering yourself to arguing with somebody like that. Because again, you will not get yourself anywhere except aggravated. So the best thing to do is to disengage and back off from that person, okay? Now, sometimes people have to deal with them, whether it's family, a boss, a spouse that you're married to, or something along those lines. But you still have to hold your power and not go back and forth with toxicity. In other words, you have to say to yourself, if somebody is giving me these little insults, these little digs or whatever, then you know what? I don't deal with that person. And if I have to deal with that person, then I put up my boundary and I let them know, you know what? That's not acceptable. And if they say something to you like, well, you know, you're crazy or you're oversensitive, say, no, my feelings are very justified and very validated. And if I feel a certain way, there's a reason I feel that way. Okay. So, you know, unless you come corrected and speak to me with a level of respect, there's nothing to talk about here. Okay, this is how you let them know that they can't sit there and throw you digs and insult you or anything like that. And if they continue to do it, you have to back off from that person. That's how you hold your power. You back off from them and don't let them, you know, go back and forth with you. You don't get triggered by these people. And it's very hard. I understand that because I've been that person. I've been in that spot. I've always been a fighter my whole life, in the sense that, like, you know, if somebody disrespected me or something like that, I'm going to come right back at you, you know, like a prosecutor in a courtroom. But the thing is, you also have to pick your battles and realize that, you know what? Some people are not worth arguing back and forth with, and a covert narcissist or somebody who's underhanded trying to bring you down, they're trying to steal your self-esteem. This is what it is, because a covert narcissist has very low self-esteem. A lot of these people, they put on these airs, they walk around, they're very pretentious, they put on the fake phony smile, but underneath, they're very insecure and they're very jealous, and they're jealous of you. And when somebody gives you a passive-aggressive dig, okay, and they say something like to the effect of, oh, she's always smiling, or something like that, okay? That is an indirect dig, as if to say, well, you know what, you're phony, you're always smiling, or something like that. That is because they are jealous. There's something that you have that they are jealous about, and that's why they feel the need to cut you down, okay? But my point is this, and I'll say it again. Once you know you are dealing with toxic, the most important thing you could do, you guys, is recognize toxic, right? And you're going to know it by what comes out of their mouth. You got to listen, and listen carefully to when people speak. And, you know, like I always say, people always show their hand. If you just kick back and you listen to what comes out of their mouth, you're going to know exactly what's in their head. Okay, because a lot of people are not that smart, and they say a lot of things that they shouldn't say, and they show what their true colors are. Okay, you know, the little Joe, I was just joking, or something like that. All right, if it's just a joke, well, then why would you say a joke that's going to make me feel offended? It's not just a joke. Okay, it's a way to make me feel bad about myself. That is what you're doing. And you have to, you can't sit there and second guess yourself and say, well, maybe they were joking. Listen, joking or not joking, if they said something that made you feel less about yourself, then it's not acceptable. Okay, so this is why I'm saying you don't get triggered by it. The way you handle it is you disengage, or you could tell them, you know what, I don't appreciate your comment, you know. And if they sit there and they come back and say, well, what's the matter, you can't take a joke or something, say, to me, it's not a joke, okay? If I'm feeling a certain way, there's a reason, and I'm validated in how I feel, and I'd appreciate if you don't do that again, because if you do that again, then I don't want to be around somebody like that, okay? That's your way of letting them know that they can't talk to you that way and that your feelings are validated in how you feel. And if they don't like it, then goodbye, good luck, all right? Goodbye, good luck, because you don't need somebody that's going to make you feel less than, all right? You want people that build you up and bring you up, not people that after you have a conversation with them, you feel like crappy about yourself. That's another point I want to bring up, you guys. When you're dealing with somebody and let's say you see their name light up on your phone or they text you or something, all right? It could be anybody. It could be a boss. It could be a friend. It could be a family member. And you get a pit in your stomach. Like you're like, ugh, you know, because you feel a certain way around this person. You've got to analyze that and say to yourself, why do I feel this way around this person? What is it about this person that makes me not feel comfortable? Okay, why does this person not make me feel comfortable? I mean, sometimes they're very nice and we have a good conversation and I could feel very close to them. And other times, I don't know about them. Well, if you're feeling that, you know, one minute, you know, things are good and one minute things, you know, you're not sure about them, then you have to go with the unsure about them. Because when somebody is genuine and somebody is authentic, you won't have that feeling of something's not right, okay? And this is the thing when you're dealing with a covert narcissist. A covert narcissist is the sneakiest, slimiest narcissist out there because they put on the biggest mask out of all the narcissists, all right? Because they are like the devil that tries to be your friend. Like I always say, you know, the devil doesn't come as your enemy. The devil comes as your friend. And it's kind of like the covert narcissist. They pretend to be there for you. They pretend to be your supporter. They pretend to have your back. But they're two-faced, okay? They're two-faced. So they don't really have your back, okay? Because underneath, they have a sense of jealousy about you. And that's why they try to trigger you because they're jealous and they want to upset you. And you can't fall into that emotion and get all upset about it. You have to say to yourself, I'm dealing with toxic here. I'm dealing with toxic. Let me step back because anything that comes out of their mouth is trying to, you know, trigger me or get me going so that I could look bad around other people. And that's what they want. They want you to look bad around other people so that, you know, it makes them feel better that they, you know, they brought you down. They brought you down because, again, they're jealous. So you can't fall into it. You have to recognize that you're dealing with a covert narcissist. You have to recognize that they're trying to trigger you. And you got to step back from it. And if they try any of that business of, oh, well, you're just sensitive. You're just crazy or something. Say, I'm not sensitive and I'm not crazy. And if I feel this way, it's because that comment was not right. And that was not acceptable, okay? And if they go on, just say, you know what? We could agree to disagree, but I know how I feel and I'm validated in how I feel and you're not going to make me change how I feel. There's nothing wrong with me, okay? I know exactly what that comment was made for, all right? This is your way of holding your ground and not swaying because the minute you sway is the minute that they know that you doubt yourself and you don't want that covert narcissist to know that you ever doubt yourself, okay? So this is how you don't get triggered by the covert narcissist. And one other caveat, you guys, when you're dealing with a covert narcissist, be very careful what you tell them about your personal information, any kind of personal secrets you have, any personal information. You can never trust a narcissist, okay? Because they will turn on you. All right. They will turn on you because narcissists don't trust. Believe me when I tell you, I've been around them my whole friggin' life. All right. I know these people like the back of my hand. They do not trust. And that's why you can't trust them. Okay. So I hope that helps you. If it does, please hit the subscribe button. Please share. Sorry I haven't podcasted in a while. Been a crazy week. We had some emergency situations that we were dealing with over here. So please share the podcast and have a great day, you guys. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship, and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to make you aware that the Game Exposed podcast now has their merchandise available. You can check out the link in the podcast description. There's hoodies, there's sweatpants, there's t-shirts, there's cool hats. So go check it out. Link is in the podcast description. And follow Yaz on Instagram at dating_advice_Yaz.